7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, yeah. Can it be true? Is this for real? Is it actually happening? Yes. Yes, it is. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I will be your chairman for the next 28 and a half minutes, or however long it takes. And you have already probably figured out that I am outside, and I am walking. Yes, let me repeat. I am walking in the wind. Sorry about the wind noise, but I just can't care today. I just don't care because I'm happy. I am out of the hospital and I'm walking around, albeit with a big brace on. In fact, this brace I'm wearing is so massive that it's practically an exoskeleton. And it's a wind-up. Here, listen to it wind. Yeah, I gotta wind it up. I am now officially a wind-up toy. Pretty excited about it. And where am I walking? Well, I have left my house. I walked down the street. And I went around the corner. And I am walking parallel to the golf course, walking along the creek, heading to my favorite golf ball destination. And I have a story about that. I was actually cleared to drive 2 days ago. Oh, wind. Crazy wind noise. I gotta ride the levels here. Roll with it for a minute. What happens if I go down here? And, oh, here's a birdie with a worm. The bird got the worm. Yes, it must be the early bird. Okay, we can return to normal gain levels. Well, maybe. Okay, here's the story. I was cleared to drive 2 days ago, so I had to drive home, feed and water the cat, do all that stuff. And when I was driving back, I had to drive by the creek, and I thought, oh, I better take a look. And so I'm under the canopy now, but there's no leaves on the trees, none whatsoever. So I came down to here, and I was standing right here at the edge of the cliff that looks down into the creek. And I saw a red ball in the water. And I thought, oh, there's a red ball, I should go get it. And then I thought, no, I don't need any red balls. I've got plenty of red balls. I don't need to grab that one. But then I thought, yeah, but what if there's a blue ball down there that I can't see? Oh, and then I had anxiety. I had that weird golf ball anxiety that I have, right? Yeah, so I decided to go down into the creek with my exoskeleton on and everything. And yeah, I came down here just like I am doing right now. And I noticed that red ball. Oh, and there were two white balls. So I picked up the two white balls and I fished the red ball out of the water. And when I was fishing out the red ball, I saw an orange ball. So I grabbed the orange ball. Then I saw a yellow ball. So I grabbed the yellow ball. And then when I was about to climb back up onto the bank, right in the water, right down there, what was down there? Yeah, you guessed it, a blue ball. So I have another blue ball. Man, it's muddy down here, and I have my good shoes on. Dumbass. So yeah, my premonition, my golf ball hunting ESP told me that there was a blue ball, and I found it, and I'm so happy because now I got three regular blue balls. It was a mojo number one. And it was like a happy Easter. I found the Easter eggs early. Now that I'm looking down into the creek, I see one white ball in the water that I could get. Oh, and when I was down here the other day, I saw ducks. There was a mallard pair, a male and a female. So I see a white ball, and then across the creek in the mud is a yellow, an orange, a bunch of whites, and yeah, that's about it. I'm kind of trepidatious about going down into there. I got my good shoes on. It's going to be muddy and slippery. There was some rain. I think it was that night or yesterday night. And so the water is kind of high. There's mud down there, and I don't see anything worth going for. You know, there's just a couple of white balls in the mud. I'm looking up into the ravine. I don't see any in the ravine. I should probably look down there a little bit further. Yeah, well, let's head over there. And while we're down here, I'm looking for owls, but I don't see any owls. Not yet, anyway. There's no leaves on the trees. The trees are just starting to bud. So, yeah, we're not getting much. Oh, and speaking of yesterday, the weather was so weird. I kid you not, it got up to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it dropped down to 36 in less than 14 hours. It was crazy. I think there's another white golf ball right down there. Don't want it. So all kinds of crazy stuff has been happening to me. And that is not the end of it. No, no. Other crazy things that have happened to me include, but are not limited to, having my catalytic converter stolen. That's right. While my car was parked outside on the driveway of my parents' house, where I was convalescing, somebody came in the middle of the night and just, oh, there's a white golf ball up there, and just sawed the catalytic converter off my car. Yeah, so that's going to cost me a $500 deductible. Yul. Hey, what's this over here? Is that an orange golf ball? No. Wow, there's a lot of float bark all bashed up against this tree. Man, we must have got more rain than I thought. Yeah, so my catalytic converter got stolen. So now my car sounds like, I don't know, a motorcycle or a tank or something. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I'm going to have to get that fixed. So, yeah, that probably will get fixed in the next few days. And that will be a large chunk of money that I will not be able to spend on synthesizer parts. Right, but do I care? No, I don't give a crap. Why? Because I can walk. I'm standing up straight. Let me tell you, though. That anesthesia really, really kicked my ass. I was dopey and loopy for days. And feeling sick to my stomach and all kinds of crap. But now I'm just golden. I can stand up straight for a considerable length of time. You know, that wasn't even happening before. You know, I couldn't stand up bent over for more than 30 or 45 seconds. But now I can just stand up straight like nothing even happened. My surgeon is a genius. I want to make him my primary care provider. Because it's an American thing. We have terrible, terrible health care here. And it's very expensive. And a lot of doctors are really terrible, like my primary care provider, who I'm gonna dump. And I realize that my surgeon cannot be my primary care provider, So I'm going to get a primary care provider that's in the same office as my doctor, because he was awesome. My surgeon. That guy, yeah, it's a miracle. I'm just walking around, standing up straight. I can start weaning myself off the drugs. Oh, I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to be standing around down in the creek. It's about 10 or 12 degrees Celsius, and it's windy, super windy, as you have noticed. But again, I don't care, because I'm just standing here. I'm literally just standing here. I can't believe it. I can't believe I can stand. I can't believe I can walk. I can't believe I can go down to the creek again and look for golf balls. And I was rewarded by the golf ball gods with my first trip back down here by finding that blue ball, that blue mojo number one, along with a Callaway. The red ball was a Callaway, and it was not matte finish. And I got to remember to do this. I got to remember to check the rest of my red golf balls to see if I have any other Callaway glossy balls, because you know usually the red Callaways are matte finish. And I'm just so excited. I'm just got the blue ball, got a rare red ball, I think. So exciting. All right, I'm walking over here to this part where I now have to do some rock hopping, but everything is wet and it looks kind of slippery. So I don't think we're going to go down to the other golf ball finding place. We're not going to do that today. We got plenty of time. We got plenty more days now that we can dubious goals committee again. So excited. So happy. We can save that for another trip. Yeah. All right. Going to crank up my brace a little bit more. Wind myself up, so I can walk a little further. Oh my God. I am so happy to be down here in the creek just doing nothing. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So actually earlier this morning, I had another doctor checkup. And they said, oh yeah, your scar is looking fine. Everything is beautiful. You can't take baths. You can't lift anything over 10 pounds. You can't do this. You can't do that for another 4 weeks. Blah, blah, blah. So I got more doctor appointments coming up, and I don't care. Very happy to go to them. Oh, yay. And so I'm pleased. I am pleased. I went to the doctor today and I talked to Brooke Panzer. Panzerbrücke. That's right. Her name is Tank Bridge in German. And when I saw her today, well, because I mentioned this, when I was on the phone like 2 weeks ago, shortly after my surgery, and I was talking to a nurse and she said, okay, yeah, you'll see Brooke Panzer. And I said, wow, Brooke Panzer. Do you know what that name means, Panzer? It means, literally means armor in German. But, you know, all the German tanks were referred to as Panzers. You know, the full name being Panzerkampfwagen. Pardon my German pronunciation. I never took German lessons. I feel terrible. So when Brooke Panzer walked in and she was firing up the computer to show me the new x-rays, which I did get a copy of, and as soon as I figure out what format the pictures are, they're on a CD. They gave them to me on a CD. So as soon as I find a PC with a CD player / reader, I will post my x-rays. And I think I got my MRI too. I don't know how that's going to work out, but also, I will get photographs. Actually, I already did get photographs of my scar, but I can't figure out how to get. It's just confusing. But you will see the photographs at some time here in the near future. Because, you know, what the hell? Maybe I'll take a picture of me standing around in my new exoskeleton, too. Am I a Gundam now? Am I my own mobile suit Gundam now? Maybe. I don't have any guns, though. I don't have any energy swords. What are they called? Beam sabers. I do not have any beam sabers. I'm just walking upstream. Walking upstream in the creek today, looking down at stuff. We're getting rain, but we're not going to have any mushrooms for a little while. Other stuff, blah, blah, blah. Oh, speaking of which, blah, blah, blah. Had some relatives in town this past week. My mom's younger sister and her husband. And he likes to cook. And he is something of a gourmet. And I see a golf ball right over here in the mushroom zone. This is where we have found coral mushrooms. I'm going to grab this ball. It is a Bridgestone number 1 white. Put that in the old pocket. I don't know why I'm keeping it. But it is almost time to sell golf balls. So I got to get all my golf balls together, which they pretty much are. All the white ones, all the ones I want to sell. And I want to go park in the parking lot of the golf course and sell golf balls. Maybe this weekend. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Well, maybe not. Maybe next weekend. I got a lot of stuff to do in the next couple of days. So, yeah, I'll pick up a couple of white ones here and there. After I found the blue golf ball and the red and the yellow and other ones, I was really curious as to what the price of used golf balls might be. So I started looking up, I had web access, so I started looking up prices of golf balls. And boy, there are some expensive golf balls in this world. People are willing to pay $75, $80, $115 for a dozen golf balls or fewer. You know these red Callaways I'm talking about? They sell for $25 a dozen. So I figure I can get some decent money out of them. I can sell four of them for $5, maybe even three of them for $5. All right, I've gone as far as I can here on this side of the creek, looking into the other side of the creek where there are mushroom areas. And, you know, we come down on that side often. Don't see anything going on over there. Oh, but I hear a flicker. The woodpeckers are out. The woodpeckers are out in full force. If I remember correctly, I think I saw a couple when I was down here finding that blue golf ball. I'm going to turn around. Doodly-doo. So this is all just so great. I am damn happy. And I'm walking around and everything's cool. And I'm finding golf balls. And I'm excited. I'm excited. It occurs to me that this is in fact Friday. Oh, it's Friday the 15th. It's tax day in America. Well, normally, I don't know if it is actually tax day. It might not be, just because COVID, government let everybody turn in their taxes a little bit late last year. But yeah, this is, what is this, Passover also? And, it must be Good Friday, because I think yesterday was Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday, bop, 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 so bad for Jesus, bop, bop, Maundy Thursday. Ugh, bark, bark float. Ugh. So, yeah. How great is this? Oh, my God. And I was afraid that I was going to lose the summer. You know, my summer is still going to be kind of weird. I'm going to be doing physical therapy, stuff like that, but I don't care. I still have a summer. I thought I was going to be, you know, incapacitated, but I am not. I'm walking around. I feel good. walking around with this brace on does pull on my hamstrings, though. This brace is forcing me to stand up straight. Because, you know, for the last 3 months, I've been bent over trying to move around. And so all my muscles got used to being bent over all the time, and it's just craziness. So now that I'm recuperating, well, it was kind of tough to walk in the brace the first few days. But now I'm good with it. It forces me to stand up straight. And as it forces me to stand up straight, you know, it pulls on that hamstring or whatever. And so it's like, yung, 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 yung. But that sort of pain is going away too. I'll be back to normal probably within a week. As for the brace here, my exoskeleton, my Gundam suit, I'm supposed to wear this whenever I'm walking around for any length of time. I don't have to wear it in the house if I'm just sitting around and just doing stuff, walking around my house on level ground. That was one thing they asked me. Do you do any walking on uneven ground and or anything weird like that? I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty much my life, walking around on uneven ground, in the creek, in the forest, looking for stuff like mushrooms, marmots, and golf balls. And they said, okay, yeah, you need to wear this when you are walking around outside, because when you're walking level, everything is fine and you will stay, you know, your muscles will be behaving as normal. But when you're walking around on unlevel things, then, you know, stuff gets weird and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, I get it. You don't want the sides to pull. Don't want to open up the incision. You know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm back on this end. We're going rock hopping. I got my good shoes on. This looks slippery, but I do have my exoskeleton on. Ooh, that was slippery. I slipped right off, but I caught myself on the bank here. Okay. I'm in my good shoes. I wish I wasn't. But now, yeah, where do I go from here? I need to go step, step, step. Can I do it? 1, 2, yes, 3, and boom. Oh, it's muddy though. Oh, it's muddy and sandy. Okay, I'm in the sandbar. There's tracks. Here are some strange tracks. I do not recognize what these tracks are. You know what? This must be duck. I think these are duck tracks that are kicking up mud, so my little duckies came down. Ooh, ooh, and here's some mati tracks. Pretty fresh mati tracks. Ugh, and it's slippery. It's slippery. It's damn slippery. And I'm picking up a lot of mud on the soles of my shoes. My good shoes. Although I have new pairs of good shoes. Don't ask. Now, can I get back up onto this bank? Over here, on the other side. Or is it too slippery? Oh, it's slippery, but I'm good. All right, now I gotta make my way through the brush here. And, yeah, okay, we're good for another few minutes. I am gonna go down here. Oh, there go the ducks. Those were mallards. That was my mallard pair. Ooh, the marmot came up here too, and he was walking around here, but these tracks are old. I just saw ducks flying upstream. I spooked them. They were hiding behind this big log that is in the creek. Whoa, slippery mud. Yeah, this is a bad idea. Still slippery. Still slippery. There's a yellow ball pit ball in the water and a small inflated football. What Americans and Australians refer to as a soccer ball. I'm not going to be able to recover either of those. And that's okay. Oh, don't want a ball pit ball. All right. So I just went by the hensha tree. Regular listeners will remember that the Hentschel tree is a dead tree, a dead cottonwood tree that has been spray painted with the words, well, it's actually kind of, hey, did they try to write Gojira there? No. It says, Hentschel is great. Yeah, whatever. So, I'm now in this other little area where we find golf balls that gets, there's one, that get sliced up. I mean, that get, well, if you're left-handed, they slice. If you're right-handed, they hook. Here's a white golf ball that I didn't see. I just remembered what I was going to tell you, but I'm going to go up there and get that red one. Wow. Somebody could have recovered this. It's not that far off the golf course, but people are lazy. And that means I am now the owner of a matte finish Callaway number 2 red. Nice. Put that in my pocket. That will get sold along with three other red Callaways for $5. All right. Oh, I just spooked the ducks again. There they go. Now they flew out the end of the creek and now they're flying over the golf course. They were mallards. I wouldn't be surprised if we run into some wood ducks. Seems to me that we find wood ducks down in here at the beginning of the year. All right, and this is about as far as I want to go. There's a basketball down there. Another ball pit ball, a green one. For me to go any further, I have to do some tricky rock hopping and climbing that I'm afraid to do at this point. Considering the condition of my back, I really don't want to be any twisting and turning and do anything weird. I don't see any golf balls down there anyway. Although it is kind of hard to see. But, you know, hey, I got a red. I just got a red. So, who cares? I'm going to turn back. I'm going to turn back and head out of here. But not before checking some other angles here. Maybe I'll find some more colored golf balls. Yeah, maybe I will. Oy. Right. So, oh, yeah, glad we went this way, because here's something up here. It looks like it's an orange golf ball. What is it? It is a matte finish Nitro number 2 orange. Goes right into the pocket. Be able to sell that with some other orange golf balls. Man, oh man. I'm going to be the used golf ball king of Omaha. I'm going to make me some money selling used golf balls. And maybe that'll help pay for my new catalytic converter, which are made entirely of platinum, which is why they're so expensive. Solid platinum. Whoa, slippery mud. This is not good. Go up here instead. Oh, what was I going to tell you? Yeah, I think I did tell you. I looked up prices of golf balls, what the golf ball market was like. So yeah, I'm going to make a little bit of cash. Then I'm going to use that cash to buy synthesizer parts and or a catalytic converter. But you'll hear more about it in the next few days on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but now I'm out of here. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.